Hey, Kate, are you ready to get into some good trouble?
Hell yes, Mary. I'm ready for some good trouble.
You're listening to Good Trouble NYC.
Let's see if we remember how to do this.
I can't believe
it's been a year!
Good Trouble NYC took a year hiatus.
Did you miss us? Because I missed us.
I'm going to post this Feb 6. And the last time we posted was Feb 6, 2024. It's now 2025.
I went and looked at our old postings. And our last post was something like, what the fuck is hemoglobin?
Oh, well, I still work in hemoglobin. I just work for a different company now.
Do you know more about hemoglobin?
Hemoglobin. Yes, but now I'm learning more about like albumin creatinine ratio testing, urinalysis testing, like when you pee in a cup, do a cute little dipstick, and HCG testing. So ladies, if you want to buy pregnancy tests to all my girlfriends, I have an analyzer that does it all right in my apartment.
That is some riveting stuff.
Isn't that actually, I'm an ally.
Do you wash your hands a lot?
Constantly. I'm constantly wearing gloves. I see people actually clean machines with no gloves.
There's a lot of piss in the
Yeah, but even like machine. I'd be more scared of the blood machines.
Oh.
That's sketchy.
Yeah, you don't know what's in that.
Okay, so we're going to bounce all over the place today. So what are we going to do? We're going to recap.
What a year it's been.
It's been a year.
Yeah, a lot has changed in the past year.
We got damn busy.
We got so damn busy. Remember how I quit my job? Well, I'm not.
You're killing it. Thank freelance. You. You're
Thank
killing
you.
It.
Yes, I was going to say, I don't have a full-time job, but I feel like I work more than full-time.
Yeah.
Since I left my full-time job, I have just been a freelancing, and I've written for like 15 different publications. I work with brands. I wrote a book proposal.
Hell yeah.
I'm doing the shit.
So when... Oh, okay. So I was 1 month into my new job last time.
And now she got a new job.
Yeah, so I got poached. You know, I'm cute. I'm young. You know, they think I'm eager to learn.
You know, I'm still writing about beauty. Yeah. I'm a big perfume girl.
Big perfume expert.
What was this other place? Actually, right before we sat down to record this other podcast, don't know what their name is, but they're hosting a dating show based on scent and
perfume.
You need to do that. Yeah, so I think I'm going to do it. It's next Saturday, or the Saturday after Valentine's Day.
Oh, you 1,000% have to. I talked to Kel about it, but I want to do a Galentine's dinner. So that is what I'm going to organize this week.
Please.
Celebrate all my girly love.
I'm dog sitting on Valentine's Day.
Cute. What type of dog?
A shit.
A shih tzu or just
no,
a shit
just
dog?
No, just a shit dog.
Mm.
I hate this dog so much.
What type of dog is it?
It's a Cavapoo.
Oh.
But the owners didn't like train her to be alone.
Is this the one that pisses and shits in the apartment?
Yeah,
fuck that. Are you staying at their apartment?
Yeah, it's not even for an overnight.
It's just for the date night? Like you're legit babysitting.
I did it a few weeks ago and I was there for 4 hours. So easy money.
Yeah, easy money.
But the dog doesn't even sit by me. It sits by the door.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, well then I took a picture to the owner and sent it and she was like, oh my God, that's her spot. And I'm like, that's weird that your dog sits by the door.
Your dog just has like attachment issues and that's why.
Yeah.
What else is new? You moved, I moved.
Yeah, I moved into my own place.
Hell yeah, sister.
Which I love it.
I was saying, how do you like it?
So much.
Yeah.
I miss living with Kel at times, but it was time to go our separate ways and to spread our wings.
I love your new place too.
I adore it so much. It feels like home. It's so me. I have clutter everywhere, but that's how it goes.
Story of our lives. We're women with stuff.
Yep.
With multiple
stuff. It
says
error.
No.
But it's still going.
Oh. Well, maybe we'll just work through this error and see what happens. Funky. Okay.
I'm looking up how to apply on this dating show.
As you should.
It says, if you do not wear any fragrance, unfortunately, this is not the show
for
you.
That is the show for you, sister.
I have to be on this.
You do have to be on it.
I have to be on it. Okay. Anyway, we can talk about that another time. Apartment stuff. Yeah, I love your new place.
I know I do. I know. It's just, I bit off not more than I can chew financially, just like the overwhelmingness of the other shit that I have to handle.
I understand that.
But what are you gonna do? So
yeah,
I'm not going back.
No,
but I just gotta trudge forward and keep bullshitting what I'm bullshitting right now.
Yeah, and then, you're a good bullshitter.
Yeah, I'm a great bullshitter.
And then what do we have coming up? We have another girls' weekend.
We do. We're going upstate. It's a little spa weekend instead of ski trip.
I know. Well, skiing, something always happens. Well, last year we got stuck in like 2 feet of snow.
Yeah, in a minivan that took like 2 hours to dig out, and Gabby just sat there.
Of course she did. She's Gabby. The princess. She's the princess. You know, she couldn't be bothered.
Well, I just remembered that was my birthday last year. I'll be in Paris for my birthday this year.
As you should.
Yeah. That was my news I had to tell you.
Oh, you're going to Paris for your birthday. That's your news.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I feel like we touched upon this because you're going to go stay with somebody.
Yes, my friend Emmanuel, who I met at a dog park while I was dog sitting this past year, and he's become a very close friend.
Oh. I don't know this name.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, he's so great.
Does he live in Paris?
No, he lives here. He's going to visit a man in Paris.
Oh, I love him already.
Yeah, he's amazing. I taught him how to cook a few weeks ago.
That's very cute.
Yes, he's 36 years old and didn't know how to make rice.
Is this your Evu night?
No.
Oh.
He just needed help learning how to cook.
Oh, well, I was just going to argue that me and Allie don't get invited to Evu nights.
Oh, well, the next one's steak, so you will.
Ooh.
Yeah, but while I'm in Paris, I'm also going to go over to Copenhagen. I'm going over for like 10 days.
Sweet.
I found cheap flights.
Do it.
350 round trip.
To Paris?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
Good for you.
And I got them all with my points.
I was about to say, did you even pay or is it
points?
Yep.
No pay.
I'm trying to pay for my Irish flights this summer with just points.
Yeah, you should do that. Yeah. When are you going to Ireland?
We're going to probably go the last week of August, I think. Niamh will be there for a wedding. We're going to do like a belated 30th birthday trip for Matt. So the whole fam is going.
Oh.
It'll be like a huge reunion. Yeah. And then people, like Matt was like, oh, some of my friends are going to come. And I was like, I don't know. People just start sending invites to random people. They're like, oh yeah, Kate spent so much time there. I'm not the tour guide for your friends. I'm the tour guide for you. I would be so happy. You're my cousins. My sister, so happy to show you all around Ireland. For your friends, no. You can pay me if you would like me to be a tour guide. Because then also, if they want to deviate from the plan.
They're just going to want a bar crawl.
Oh, 1,000% yeah. With my family. They're going to be like, I'm at home with my people. Bless you.
Yeah, that was a cough, but thank you.
I never know what to do with coughs. It feels rude not to say anything though.
Yeah, that's true. Whatever. Speaking of bar crawls, you went to AA recently. Oh wait, that's big news for me too. I've been actually sober for over a year now.
Wait a minute, let's also say I went to AA. My mom won't care that I says I dropped my mom off at AA. I do not go to AA. I've been to AA meetings with her because I'm a supporter.
Yeah, Kate went with me once.
I did, yes.
Not the vibe for me.
Yeah, but I've been going to AA since I've been like 2 years old. I'd sit in the back with McDonald's and like a Happy Meal while my mom went to a meeting.
You're a pro.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
But so I went in there and I picked up my mom because I went to Pilates when she went to her AA meeting. So then I went in there and got her. The most impeccable looking men at this meeting.
She texted me and she was like, I think you might find love in AA.
These men, I know you have to be a year sober before you start dating within the AA community. I'm very much aware. But these men were smoking hot.
And like age range too.
Late 20s. Mid 30s. They're all dressed impeccably, talking about playing basketball or what's the other one?
Pickleball
afterwards, going to lunch.
See, as I get back into dating, it's not like a priority of mine to find someone else who's sober, but I definitely want someone who doesn't prioritize drinking in their life.
There's also a lot of people that go to AA, and mom will say this, they're not really an alky, they're just looking for a community, which is fine. But it's funny because she'll talk about stories of being like these sober people that have made a lifestyle to be sober and then come to the AA community. They'll say things. And then my mom and her friends are veteran alcoholics that they're like, she's not really an alkie, like what not. But it is a big like community thing, which is nice.
Interesting.
Yes.
Because when we went together, I was also in a very tough mental place where I was like, I don't think I like this.
Yes. Yes. I can't even remember what they said, but they had a couple innuendos that I just knew from being around the AA community. And you like looked at me and you're like, I don't get the lingo or I don't get what they're talking about. Yeah. I was like laughing at their stories and Mary's like, what the fuck is going on in here?
Yeah, no, it was not for me. And that was even crazy because we went before I even went sober.
Yeah. Well, you're sober curious.
Yeah, I was. And I mean, that is really trendy right now, but I made it through the full year. And like afterwards, I genuinely don't feel like drinking again.
Good.
And it's amazing.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I just didn't expect it to be like so life-changing in a sense, and how much alcohol had affected me.
Definitely.
And now I'm like, okay, I've blossomed in ways that I wouldn't have expected. Like, why would I welcome that back into my life? And I know myself so well that if I were to drink again, I would just go back to blacking out. I'm like,
so
that's
not
worth it.
So you don't think you could have a, like, you don't think that a glass of champagne at a special occasion, like, you would even do that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many alternatives now, too.
Yeah, give me the shrooms. I'm fine with that. Prefer that. It's no like hangover, make me loopy, please.
It's like California sober.
Yeah.
Instead of weed, you like the shroomies.
Yeah, and I'm not even a big fan of weed, either.
No, I don't. No, I can't fuck with weed.
No, it just puts me to sleep.
Have you ever written about shrooms?
No, I haven't.
That'd be very interesting to write about how, like, different perfumes smell when you're on shrooms.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just, like, spitballing here.
I don't know either, but I am trying to pitch a story. So I got bad Botox a few months ago. Mm, it faded.
It did.
It eventually smile again. Yeah. But it... I was injected in the incorrect place, and it fucked up my smile, and I almost had, like...
Did you call the place after and tell them?
I didn't, because I went back... a few days after anyway, because I didn't like how my forehead looked, and I hadn't realized at the time also what had happened to my smile, and I didn't want to, like, continue to call back again, and I felt bad because it was like a reputable dermatologist, but I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna have to deal with this right now.
Yeah.
But the way that I realized that my smile was fucked up was I was doing shrooms and I looked in the mirror and I could not move my face, and I thought that I was tripping the fuck out.
I love when I can't. I'm going to Sophie soon. We're gonna judge the face. Yes. But I have to be careful of getting too much Botox in my forehead because my eyes will droop.
Yeah.
And it feels like I can't even open my damn eyes.
Get on the edge of your eyebrow, so it's more of a lift.
Yes.
Than the forehead.
I'm gonna do the forehead, the lips, snatching up the jawline.
I love whenever the masseter Botox is placed correctly, it is life changing.
Oh yeah, we're doing a facial balancing.
Love it.
We're balancing the face.
Yeah.
So that's what I'll do.
I'm trying to go back and get this redone soon since it was like all done, but I'm also trying to write a story of like, because masseter Botox is becoming so big, you need to know that this is a possibility that it could happen.
Oh, 1,000%.
You know, so I kind of want to do like a first person essay of like, so you might get a fucked up smile.
It's better to go like less is more,
mm-hmm.
and build it up knowing how your body tolerates it.
Exactly. And also the type of Botox that I got, it was, it wasn't Dysport. It wasn't Botox. It was Daxxify.
Okay. I'm not even familiar with Daxxify.
Daxxify is supposed to last longer than the other neurotoxins, but it's actually just because they inject you with twice as much. And so it's supposed to last for 6 months.
Oh, Jesus.
But mine faded within 3 months. So she gave me a half a dose anyway.
Okay.
But
funky.
Yeah.
Will you go back to that dermatologist?
No.
No.
I've used her for like expert quotes and stuff, okay. But I actually like to go to Ject. I've had the best experience there.
Where's that one?
It's a med spa-ish place. There's a bunch of locations in New York. I went to the one in the West Village.
Nice.
But had a stellar experience there. Nice. So
I'm glad.
Yeah. I was in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber this week.
Dude, Mary, so I don't have Snapchat. I don't have Instagram. I have Tiki Talkie. But so Mary will send these snaps to the girls' room group chat. And I'm pissed because I feel left out. So Mary will just send me unprovoked pictures of random shit. So she sent me one of her in this like white suit a few weeks ago. And I thought she was doing like a boudoir nudie shoot. No, it was like for like a laser analyzer.
Not even a laser. It was just like an interesting body contouring machine.
Did you think it worked?
Yeah, immediately. But they tell you to do 10 sessions.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe I'll go back. They offered to give me some more sessions.
But then she also has this oxygen tank like she's in World War II and like sends nothing. Like you don't comment on it. I'm like, what is... I said, you might be a spy. Your job might be fake. This might be all for show and you have a crippling amount of credit card debt from all the beauty products that somehow get sent to your apartment. That's my guess.
I think that that's what my delivery men think. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
I tell them, I'm like, this is all for work. I'm not a shopaholic. They're like, you keep us in business.
Yeah, that's true.
But I sent you that photo. I sent it to Michaela and she was like, an event in space today? The fuck? I sent it to Tab and she was like, okay, are you going to Mars?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? I don't even know if it did anything. I just sat in a sphere for 30 minutes watching Real Housewives and breathed in oxygen.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
How much is that? People pay for that shit?
Yeah, it's like $200 for 30 minutes.
What the fuck? That's people with too much money.
Yeah, I agree. I'm trying to figure out if it actually does anything. Wait, have you watched Don't Die on Netflix?
I don't know. It I've is been binging this a lot.
Crazy guy. He's actually the old Venmo founder, and he doesn't want to die. So he does all of these crazy...
No, I definitely have not watched it.
He does all these crazy, not procedures, but like he has a routine where he works out and like takes 160 different supplements and does like plasma therapy.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I'm lucky.
And he's
trying
to age backwards.
Huh. Does he look like he's aging backwards?
Well, his biological age is decreasing, so he's only aging by like 0.6 years every year.
Are we okay? Now we're going. So it wouldn't be unlike us if there wasn't technical difficulties.
No, it wouldn't. Oh my god! But while we were trying to figure that out, I discovered there's. We talked about this a little bit. I think. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I just applied for this.
We did discuss
this. Game show.
Game show. The perfume.
Yeah.
One? Oh, I thought you just like sniff people.
No, they're turning it into like this whole like show.
Is it live?
Yes.
Do we get tickets as your friends? Or can I buy tickets?
You can buy tickets. Let's see if I get.
Who's putting this on?
It's another podcast that's like all about perfume.
Love. Have you listened to that podcast?
Nope,
before?
I've never heard of it before.
That's okay.
My friend, one of my old coworkers just posted about it tonight, and I was like, what the fuck? And she's like, one of my friends hosted. She used to be a matchmaker too.
Wow.
So this should be fun. Even if I don't get selected, I still want to go.
I'm gonna die if you like smell someone, you're like, whiskey. I'm sober.
Next.
See ya.
Oh my
no, I wouldn't
God.
Be see ya, but no, I would laugh at that. That'd actually be a good bit.
I mean, I do like colognes that have a whiskey note in it. I wear a scent that has a whiskey note, cognac note.
Cognac?
Yeah.
Who makes that?
Killian.
I don't know Killian. I love that Irish name though. That's a hot Irish name for you.
The bottle is gorgeous. It's like an on the rocks glass and it looks like whiskey in it.
Love.
Yeah. It's one of
my favorites. You have to take, who is this for?
Oh, that was, Shan gave that to me.
Do you want it? Should I bring it up to the girls weekend?
Bring it up to the girls weekend.
Stay there all week.
Yes. I'm so excited for our girls weekend, yes. By the way.
Things have quite changed between weekends of like looking for a bender. We booked a house specifically in the middle of nowhere upstate because it has an ice bath option, massage table so we can get masseuses to come in.
Sauna,
hot tub. Fire pit. I also think we should hire a chef to come in and cook for us one night.
I'd be so down for
right?
that.
I think that's some type of luxury. And it'd probably be just as much if we went out.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I'm all for that.
Yeah, I'm figuring out the little activities.
I'm going to make us do little ice baths and like breath work.
I did really good in the ice bath when we did it.
Yes, you did.
New Year's Day. Again, we are growing. New Year's Day, Mary took us to her sauna gym.
My gym, Lifetime. Shout out to Lifetime. I love it there.
Yeah. So they have like a sauna, cold plunge, hot tub, steam room.
It's just
situation.
A spa.
Yeah. It's yeah. a spa area. And I lasted pretty damn long. The yeah. steam room gives me anxiety though.
Yeah. I don't like the steam room.
No.
I'm like up to 6 or 7 minutes in the cold plunge.
We did it for a bit.
Yeah, we did. I went to other ship on Friday too. Now the class I went to was a little woo woo.
What do you mean?
I will say. So I went with Maeve and we did a sound immersion class. And so let me explain what other ship is first off.
This is in Flatiron.
It is in Flatiron.
I used to go there years ago.
No, it just opened.
What did I go 2 years ago?
Bathhouse?
I don't know. It was a meditation place.
Wasn't this.
It's gonna piss me off. Okay, continue.
So other ship just came to the US. They started in Canada, but it is a sauna cold plunge place. But instead of just like chilling in the sauna, chilling in the cold plunge, they have a bunch of different classes where they guide you through. So there's breath work, there's music, there's sound immersion, there's like all these other things with your senses. And so it's a different experience with each one. And instead of just like sitting there too, they have these ice balls that are infused with different essential oils. So like you get a whole sensorial experience with it as well.
Funky.
Yeah. This one.
Where do you put the ice balls?
They throw them in the sauna.
Oh.
So it like fills the whole space with the scent.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking you roll it around on your body or something.
No.
Okay.
No, but this one that we went to, we had to make different noises like O's and E's and ah's. And we listened to a original song from the guide. She sang in the sauna, and then we went in the cold plunge for 2 minutes.
Oh, it sounds like it's kind of like hippy dippy shit.
It was, this class especially was a bit, actually a lot hippy dippy shit. And there was, listen, I'm all for, you got to let your demons out or whatever in the sauna. But some people do not need to sigh like they're having a fucking orgasm. It really bothers me.
Well, some people have that like effect when they do that type of hippy dippy shit.
That's weird. In a room of 65 people sweating together in the fucking sauna.
That's what they get off on. That's what they weird. Live for.
That's weird. People, there was there was a guy behind us at the end of class. There's a section where you can share too if you want.
Oh,
and
God.
This guy was like, oh, I just know that this is the best place ever. And then we sighed and he goes, oh.
See, like you could find that shit at the field. On the field, that app.
Oh, field. Yes, that's what I was saying before. I had my little hot girl era last year and was on field. Because I was starting my business. I did not have the time for a serious relationship, but your girl has physical needs. I loved Field for what it was. I deleted it because I have no need for that anymore.
That part of your life is over?
That part of my life is over. But remember when I texted you the other day and this guy was being all weird about me not drinking?
Yes.
Okay, so continue to talk to him for a moment. And he was like, well, actually, I'm looking for a dom sub relationship and it sounds like that's not your cup of tea. And I did not like him just kind of assuming that, but I was like, you literally missed me at the, like by a few months. I was into that. And like, I still like that kind of dynamic with someone that I'm in a relationship with, but I'm not just looking for that off the fucking bat with someone, you know?
Okay. If you are into that type of genre, you should be getting paid for it.
Yes.
That's my thought.
I agree with you there. There, a lot of people should be making money on things that they wouldn't normally make money on.
I think about it all the time.
But I told this dude, get on Field. I think that you would have more success on there than Bumble.
That's very nice of you to say.
And he was like, I tried it. I didn't like it. Also, on his Bumble profile, he said that he was looking for a long-term relationship. He was like, I'd like something long-term with this. And I'm like, then be upfront
about it,
you fucking weirdo.
Yeah, because what you're saying right now is not, it's not matching.
It's not vibing. Also, it was just fucking weird that he was weird about me not drinking. That's always a red flag. That is why I've come to the realization I don't tell guys until I meet them in person that I'm sober. Because I like to see their reaction and see if they're going to be a dickwad and if I need to get up and fucking leave right then
and
there.
Have you had to do that?
No.
That's good.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
Do you think any guys they've gone on a first date with and you've told them that, do you think that's the reason why you possibly didn't get a second date or didn't move forward?
No.
No, that's good.
No, there was one guy last year, it was really interesting. I was like, yeah, so I just stopped drinking. He was like, so I just started drinking for the first time in my life.
Oh, wow. Very different paths.
It's 29 years old, too.
Holy shit. He's yeah. late to the game.
Yeah, I saw him like three times.
He missed his prime drinking years.
Yeah, he did. And then this other guy, I went on a coffee date with him at the beginning of the year, and he said on his profile that he doesn't drink. And so I like brought that up, and he was like, oh, you say you're sober. Did you go to rehab?
That's also a very valid question, though.
It is. Very That's just valid. The first time that I've ever gotten it.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So it's very yeah. interesting.
Yeah. Well, I think that I'm not an expert. I just have a lot of insight into this lifestyle from my family. When somebody really young decides to stop drinking, it's usually that they hit rock bottom and they went to rehab.
Yeah.
You did it knowing, or you were so smart to be like, I would never let drinking get to that point of like, shit, I gotta go do 90 days in some shit house in Florida or wherever it yeah. may be. But that's usually the trajectory of like how sober people that are young are sober.
Yeah.
I actually don't know anybody else sober at our age that has not gone through a rehab situation.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Even if they did like an outpatient or they did, I shouldn't even say maybe rehab, but like a meeting every single day for like 30 days, 90 days. Yeah, you are an anomaly. You are the anomaly.
In many senses.
Yeah, in many senses. Because you still go out too.
Yeah, I know. If I got something in my hand, that's fine. Because yeah. one of my nervous like tics is just sipping on something.
I agree.
So as long as I got something, It's fine.
I've been tricking people a lot with the ginger ale and the bitters. Love it. Love it.
That's a good one,
and I
too.
I sound like my mom. I want it in a fancy glass.
Same. I always ask bartenders. I'm like, can you put it in a martini glass or something? Because I hate the tall glasses.
Yep.
I want to get in on the fun.
I like the wine glass because then it looks like a spritz. Yes. But it's more ounces. Yeah, that's correct English. More ounces.
Yeah.
Okay. More ounces than what like a martini glass would be.
That's fair.
Yep. And I want the little lemon or the little lime. I still like a garnish.
Yeah, make it look cute and spunky.
But don't charge me $14 for my ginger ale mocktail.
Yeah.
That's when
the issue.
Draw the line.
And I feel like a lot of places have just been upcharging. Do you know the fucking price of eggs right now?
Good thing I don't eat eggs.
You don't eat eggs?
No.
What the fuck?
No.
What's wrong? Why?
I don't like them. I go through spurts of liking them and not liking them. I'm on a kick. I don't like them. But they're like...
Well, they're $10 right now for a dozen.
Good thing I don't like eggs.
Yeah, you're fucking lucky. I went to Trader Joe's yesterday. There were none left because they're still cheap. They're like $5 there.
Okay. None but left?
None.
Well, I saw videos of people like buying like 200 cartons at Costco.
That is rude.
I was supposed to go get a new phone this week.
Okay.
Because I can... I'm a little ghetto. My phone only works on speakerphone. So, yes, I'm that asshole speaking on speakerphone constantly.
Will it work if it's like your headphones are in?
Yes.
Okay.
But I just can't literally put it up to my ear.
Okay.
And I went to go get a new phone. And then I told Allie, because she called me, I was getting a new phone. And she was like, oh, you're not going to be able to get a TikTok. I go, fuck that. I'll wait. I can't go without TikTok. It's my one. Actually, I got a couple of them. I caught a couple vices. But TikTok is a main one. For my sanity.
I haven't been... That's what I forgot. I forgot to bring the theory.
Are you working from home tomorrow? Or Thursday?
In the afternoon. Yes.
Okay, I'll swing by and get it.
Great.
I'm going...
I'll probably be more home on Thursday.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I'm going back to Boston this weekend. Okay. My cousin Michael is engaged.
I thought you were going to say your cousin Michael died.
No, he didn't die. Jesus. It's going to be some good family drama this weekend
because
there's some beef. The fiance, and she'll be okay if I say this, she is a fiery Latina. And we are fiery, loud Irish Catholics from Boston. So there's some family members that butt heads with her. She butts heads with some family members. So some people aren't invited. I'm wondering if some people will just show up. I wonder if it'll be classy, if it'll be a little Jerry Springer family reunion style.
You should film it and make it like a reality show on TikTok.
I would actually love that and do testimonials if we think so-and-so will show up and whatnot.
Yes.
It was funny. I did post a TikTok, though, about over Christmas about my cousin Zach getting way too angry over a gambling game because that's what we do at Christmas. We play gambling card games.
Okay.
And he's a cop. One of his fellow like cop guys was like, hey, man, I was in bed with my wife and she's scrolling through TikTok and goes, hey, isn't this your buddy like at your squadron? I don't know cop terminology. And then Zach texts me. He's like, did you post me on TikTok? And I was like, oh, shit. Am I about to get him in trouble? Because he looks wicked aggressive in it. And he said all of them like were standing around and like dying laughing. I was like, oh, good. I'm glad you thought it was funny that I posted you on TikTok looking like a crazy man. But yes.
Wow.
For you, Paige is getting real specific.
Yeah, I guess so. Really? I haven't been on TikTok as much anymore because I've developed a very good nighttime routine.
What's your nighttime routine?
Well, I'm in an effort to not work as much this year.
Good girl.
Because I can pull some late ass nights and work all weekend long. My goal is to have the laptop shut by 9 p.m.
That's still fucking late.
I know. It's not going to be like that every day, but... That is the thing. That is the deadline. I must shut the laptop at 9. I'm in bed by 10, reading, not looking at my phone. I read a chapter of my book every night.
I do that too.
Then I do my red light mask.
Okay.
While listening to an affirmation track.
God, Jesus Christ.
I still, well, ditching alcohol was one thing, but I listen to How Beautiful I Am every single night. And you know, you can't deny I glow different.
I just know, Mary, when we go on this upstate girls retreat.
I'm going to make you do it.
Number one, you're going to make us do it. Two, Mary's going to say she's giving us shrooms. She's really plotting, like giving us ayahuasca or something.
I'm not that radicalized yet.
It will happen in our lifetime.
Yeah, probably.
1,000 This would be the opportunity.
What the fuck is ayahuasca?
That's the drug of the Native Americans. Like, it's like peyote. Like, it's really
What's
strong.
What's peyote?
God damn. I don't know why I know this shit, but I do know this shit. They're really hardcore psychedelics.
Okay. It's like a form of shrooms?
On like crack. Past like, shrooms. Like shrooms on quaaludes.
I don't know what quaaludes are.
What the hell? You are the worst sober person ever. I recently asked my mom about like what the best drug she did. Or maybe I asked her like what was the worst one. And she's mentioned, she's like, yeah, I used to do quaaludes. Quaaludes is what they do Wolf on Wall Street when they're like rolling ass.
It's not coke?
No, it's quaaludes. It's a pill.
Oh, and they swallow it.
Yeah. I think they can snort it too. You gotta look at it. You gotta. I'll pull up after this. I'll pull up the Wolf
of
Wall Street.
I like the Wolf of Wall Street. I've watched it before.
Yeah, they're all in quaaludes, and he's like, you know, like crawling to the car.
He's on quaaludes. That scene. Okay.
Yeah. It's like the Superman drug of like whatever that era is. That is my ice machine.
Oh, okay. I was like,
that's
what
the fuck noise is making. Yes.
So yes, I'm going to make everyone listen to little affirmation tracks before bed, and then I go to bed. And I try to have my lights off by like 11, but most nights it's 11:30 and I wake up at 7 a.m. every day. Except on Mondays, I wake up at 6:30 a.m. to start the week off on the right note.
Yeah, I'm not on that path, a journey of health. I consider it a win if I sleep in my bed and take off, wash my face and brush my teeth.
And you'd rather sleep in the dog bed?
So I giggled at Mary because I bought a very nice couch. My dog loves it. And I giggle that it's not a couch. It's actually a dog bed that I just hang out in because this is Dennis's spot.
I actually, do you know? Yeah, they're on TikTok. Have you seen Subway Takes?
Oh, yeah. Hot take. Yeah, it's that guy who has like a Jufro.
Yes.
I don't think he's Jewish.
No,
he's
Egyptian.
Egyptian. Thank you.
So he was interviewing someone and she was like, beds are pointless. I did not buy a bed for years and she got an oversized dog bed and slept in an oversized dog bed for years.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say she just slept on the couch and that I could agree with. A dog bed? Would she do curl up like a dog?
It was like pretty, it was like the size of this couch. It must have been for like a Great Dane or something. But I guess that she tried to bring someone home and they're like, I'm not fucking sleeping in the dog bed or fucking you in the dog bed.
People probably thought it was a weird king.
Yeah, probably. Did you see the Grammys last night and Kanye West?
He wasn't even invited.
Let's talk.
He
that's
got
some
asked
weird
to
kink.
Leave.
That's some weird.
That's
kink.
That's a dominance
right there.
Kink.
Yeah.
He's never like, getting him back.
Or, I don't know if he wanted to.
I think he has always wanted to.
Oh. Well, not even only is it a dominant kink. I think it's like an expulsion or embarrassment kink.
It was so funny. I saw a TikTok of a girl today goes, the one thing I kept thinking, what if she had discharge?
Oh my God.
She was wearing nothing.
Yeah, she was wearing literally nothing.
Nothing.
She was hot, but.
Yeah. I don't think that's necessary for the red carpet.
No,
photographed
not at all.
I don't understand.
She looked so uncomfortable too. She looked like a deer in the headlights.
Of course she did. I wonder what type of drug she's on.
He probably injects her with some shit.
Right?
Yeah. Quaaludes.
Yeah, maybe they don't make them anymore. Yes, I know that. I've not done them.
Ketamine.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? Okay, so we're doing this once a month.
We should do twice a month.
Let's be ambitious. Yeah, Mary said once a month because we got so busy we just couldn't. It fell behind. Okay, so we're going to say twice a month.
Twice a month. I say that we should do it.
Okay.
Every 2 weeks.
Okay.
When do we post?
Well, I'm posting on the 6th, so no,
what
we have
is that?
A year.
Is that a Thursday?
It's a Thursday.
Okay.
I'm posting then.
So we should post on Thursdays? Who sent me an invitation?
I can post. Yeah, we can post on Thursdays.
Oh, cute.
What do you get an invite to? Where's my invite?
It's a dinner with a new skincare brand.
Cute.
Wait, this is so funny. Remember when we were in Martha's Vineyard and you stayed back at the house, but me, Allie, and Shan went to the beach bar one evening and this guy came up, he was with two friends, and he started going on Instagram Live, and I think that he's this famous singer named Jake.
Yes, I remember this.
Yes. So I got invited to a launch event for this beauty brand and he's performing.
Oh my God, you have to go say hello to him.
I'm going and bringing Shannon with me.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude's married though, which is so weird. We looked it up on Instagram.
Oh, I don't like that.
No, but funky. And he's 23.
God, is he Mormon?
Maybe.
It'll be a funny full circle moment regardless.
Yeah, it will be. I'm going to be like, and I need to actually confirm if it was him, you know, because I was never 100% sure.
What are you
going to
do? Be like, hey, were you in Martha's Vineyard last July?
2 Julys ago.
We didn't go this past July?
No, we stayed chill. We had a chill time in the Cape.
Yeah, we did have a very chill time.
Oh, are we going to Nantucket? Have you contacted the woman?
Yeah, I contacted the woman. She said it's good for it. It's ours. We just got to send a deposit.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've missed this.
I did too.
Wow.
Okay, so 2 weeks out, we'll plan a date. Okay, we'll do that off camera, or we're not even recording today. We're going to do that off pod.
I know you missed this, good trouble, to all the people listening. You get a healthy dose of us this year.
You know. I like that little lisp you got going on. Okay, well,
my brain's
here.
Not working.
We'll chat in 2 weeks.
Hell yeah.
Adios.
Good trouble, baby.
Good trouble.